Drumbeg Parish Church. The Church of Drumno, now the parish of Drumbeg, derives its name from the Irish Druin Beg, a little ridge. Within the churchyard lies a grave to a James Haddock, which fails to remain upright. When Haddock died in 1657, he left part of his land in the Malone area to his wife, Armanel, and the rest to his young son. The executor of the will was one Daniel Davis, who eventually married Haddock's widow. They had a son, and Davis altered the will to benefit this son instead. 5 years passed when one night James's friend, Francis Taverner, was riding over Drum Bridge, and his horse reared up, and there before him stood Haddock's ghost. "Take Daniel Davis to court," moaned the ghost. "There is something strange happening to my will." Taverner resisted the appeals of the unearthly Haddock, who continued to haunt him night after night for a whole month, until finally Taverner took Davis to court. By the time the case was heard, the story had spread far and wide, and the courtroom was packed. The blinds were drawn, and in the gloom the proceedings began. Eventually came the moment all had anticipated. The opposing counsel abused Taverner and taunted him to call his spiritual witness if he were able. "Call James Haddock," shouted the usher. There was no reply. The crowd laughed nervously. "Call James Haddock." Again, there was silence. At the third summons, a clap of thunder made the courthouse tremble to its base. A hand hovered over the witness box and a somber voice exclaimed, "Is this enough?" And it was. And Davis was found guilty. Daniel Davis slunk away amidst popular jeers, mounting his horse to ride home, but he fell by the way and broke his neck. Never again did the ghost of James Haddock appear before Francis Taverner.